Welcome to another Listener Interlead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener into Lead tip. This is tip number one. Now, a question I was asked once was, is there a difference between podcasting and podcasting as a business? And my answer was, yes, absolutely. There's a big difference. Because whilst it's easy to start a podcast, we've got incredible tools and technologies at our fingertips, making it very easy to press record. We start speaking or maybe interviewing a guest, then we upload it to a podcast host and congratulations, you're a podcaster. However, starting a podcast as a business to build visibility, to build an audience of your ideal clients, while maybe even build your reputation as a trusted authority so you become the choice versus just a choice, while also build your revenue as you begin to nurture listeners into leads and inquiries and customers. Well, that's another matter altogether, isn't it? It takes strategy, the right strategy. It takes the right steps. It takes the right process to be able to start nurturing listeners into leads. And I often say to people, it's like building a business. Anyone can start a coaching practice. However, starting a coaching practice or a coaching business that's profitable and scalable, or at least positioned to become profitable and scalable, well, that's another matter altogether. It takes the right plan, the right strategy, the right steps, the right systems, the right team, all of that to ensure you're able to grow your coaching business the right way. And that's exactly the same when it comes to podcasting as a business. So, tip one, is there a difference between podcasting and podcasting as a business? Yes, there is, which is actually one of the reasons that led me to create this series, the Listener into Lead series. You see, I started my very first co-hosted podcast back in 2008. I was in the career industry, and that was back before anyone really knew what a podcast was. However, even though after 2 years we'd built some wonderful relationships with other career experts who were guests, we had a wonderful fan base of people who loved our show, and you know, one of the main reasons we stopped producing the show was because we struggled to monetize it and took a lot of time, energy, commitment, and money for no real results. Now, we hired mentors, but we were still unsuccessful because back then there wasn't really anyone who was able to show us as coaches how we could leverage our podcast to generate leads, to get clients. Our mentors came from radio backgrounds, so they really compared our podcasts to mainstream radio. And where does mainstream radio get their monetization or their money from? Sponsorships and advertising, which, as I know now, a podcast audience which is often more highly niched and smaller, it's quite unique and different from a radio audience. So advertising and sponsorships is not the best monetization strategy, especially if you're a business, a coach who wants to monetize your message. That's what you should focus on first. I'm going to share more about that in later tips in the series. So in the next couple of tips, what I'm going to do is share some of the mistakes that my co-host and I made and what I now do differently so that you can avoid making the same mistakes and start generating results far more quickly, in fact, from your very first episode. So I'll see you in the next Listener into Lead tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hope for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.